Here's a short recap of what happened on our actual most recent episode, episode 17, for our Audioboom viewers, and its reason to why it hasn't been uploaded. Recap is, our most recent streak breaker and former new king of game, criticism of modern entertainment, Lucas McKee, has been dethroned, quite immediately, by last Wednesday's most recent contestant, Rock Griffith. While it was a very fun episode, and people cheered quite nicely for both of these contestants, here is the reason why it hasn't been uploaded.
A strange, mysterious substance in Slammer's cup was dropped onto the board, which caused a bit of a glitch in the system. Everything is now all over the place on episode 18, and today, you will be able to tell just by listening to it. The substance leak caused a lockdown inside of both Studio A and B, meaning no one can get out, and no one can come in, until the system is reset by the release of a new episode of game. Only time will tell. Only time will tell. Only time will...
Here by Big Lightning and Kyle. How are you guys doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing great.
We are the greatest associates of modern day entertainment. Big Lightning!
Big Lightning, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give a round of applause for Big Lightning real quick.
Let's go.
All right, Big Lightning, would you like to do us the favor of introducing our contestants?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Big Lightning today. I'm going to be introducing Rock. Rock, how are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing pretty good.
Let's give a round of applause
to
Rock.
Yeah, Rock, yeah.
Turn out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we also have Big Rob. Big Rob?
Who's Big Rob?
Yeah, I don't...
Robert Reed. My name's just Robert.
Robert Reed?
Yeah.
My name's just Robert.
What? Where is Big Rob?
There's never been a Big Rob.
There's never been a Big Rob?
Yeah. It's always been Kyle, dude.
Hallucination.
Yes, sir, Kyle.
So, what happened to Big Nelly? Because now I'm
Who's Big Nelly?
I don't know, man. I'm losing it. Because now I'm referred as Big Lightning. Then who are you?
Big Sammy. I've always been Big Sammy.
I thought you were Big Slammer. Big Sammy?
Yeah, Big Sam.
What is going on? Someone help me, please.
All right.
Jeez.
I think we should move along. All right. So Robert's your new contestant. So Robert.
Yes.
Are we ready for trivia?
Oh my gosh.
All right. Let me get the questions pulled up.
So yeah.
All right. Question one. What year was the song "Hunky Cat" by Elton John released? A. 1959. B, 1967, C, 1972, or D, 1978?
72, I believe.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Final answer.
All right. Robert Reed, you are correct! The answer was C, 1972. Question two. What was the first NASCAR video game title? A, NASCAR Racing... B, NASCAR 98, C, NASCAR Legends, or D, NASCAR Revolution?
Revolution? Question mark? I'm not sure at all.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I guess. It'll
right.
do.
Could you mention your answer again?
Revolution.
All right, Robert. It is nice to say you are incorrect.
Boo. That's supposed to be correct.
The answer was A, NASCAR Racing.
Question three.
What is the capital of North Carolina? A, Charlotte. B, Raleigh. C, Wilmington. Or D, Concord?
Which Carolina?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Raleigh.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I think. Yeah.
All right.
I'm kind of slow today.
It's okay. We like to say we do take wrong answers here.
We do take wrong answers.
We do take wrong answers here. Let's begin a round of applause for.
Quote me. We do take wrong answers here. Big Lightning has said that. Ka-chow! Imagine.
All right. Ron. Yeah, we came up with that. We came
Ron,
up with that.
Ron, that works. Ron.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. Did I say Ron?
Yes.
That's Ron.
All right, Ron. It is nice to say you are correct. The answer was B, Raleigh. All right, question 4. Where is Jim Nabors from? A, Arizona. B, New York. C, Alabama. Or D, Texas?
Who?
Jim Nabors.
What were the answers again?
A, Arizona. B, New York. C, Alabama. Or D, Texas?
I'll go with Bama because I have no other guess.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I don't recall who that is.
All right. Rob, you are correct.
Woo! Hey, also, Rob, excuse me.
No, my name's Ron.
Ron. Jim Nabors played as Gomer Pyle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Golly.
Okay.
Question 5. Who was the 12th president of the United States? A, George Washington. B, Zachary Taylor. C, Abraham Lincoln. Or D, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Which number?
12th president.
12th. What were the answers again?
A, George Washington. B, Zachary Taylor. C, Abraham Lincoln. Or D, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Taylor.
Are you sure that is your final answer? Well, you are correct. All right. Question 6, true or false? The first Mario Bros. Game was released in 1985.
I'll go with true. I don't remember that one.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Rob, it is nice to say you are incorrect.
No, it's true.
No, it came out in 1983.
Well, then what is the question 6? If it says true on there, then go with true.
Nope, 1983. I know this stuff, man. Get on the level,
Big Lightning. 4 out of 6, still not bad.
Get on the level, Lightning. All right. So, moving on to Rock. Are you ready, Rock?
Yes, I am.
All right. Question 1. What year was Michael Jordan drafted into the NBA? A, 1977. B, 1981. C, 1984. Or D, 1992?
I'm going to go with B.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
All right. Rock, is that to say you are incorrect? Question 2. True or false? The Boston Garden was created in 1918.
False.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Well, Rock, you are correct. Question 3. What is the capital of New York? A, Brooklyn. B, Albany. C, Buffalo. Or D,
Syracuse.
Syracuse. Thank you, Lightning.
I'm going to go with C.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Well, Rock, you are incorrect.
Yeah, Albany. Yeah, correct answer.
The answer is Albany, yes.
Big Ron's got it. Big Ron.
This is a good round of applause for Big Ron. All right, question 4. Who was the 9th president of the United States? A, Thomas Jefferson. B, Richard Nixon. C, William Henry Harrison. Or D, John Tyler?
C.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Hey, Slammy?
Sammy.
I swear, Rock is out here searching stuff up. I just saw him on a cell phone.
No. Look, he's on Snap.
Okay, just making sure we can't be having cheaters.
Just making sure we can't be having cheaters.
Big Lightning's on a watch. Big Lightning's on a watch.
There was no cheating done.
All right, no
cheating. Big Ron, keep an eye on him. Okay, Trey.
All right, Rock.
All right, Trey.
All right, Rock, you are correct. The answer is C, William Henry Harrison.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't even hear the question.
All right, question five. What year was the song Hey Ya by OutKast released? A, 1989, B, 1995, C, 2003, or D, 2009?
I'm going to go with C.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
That seems way too early, but like, I mean, way too late. I don't know. Yeah, that'll be my final answer, sure.
All right. Rock, you are correct. The answer is C, 2003.
Kyle.
Sorry, we're having a bit of a argument going on in Studio A. All right, question six. What state is NBA player Tyrese Haliburton from? A, Florida, B, California, C, Wisconsin, or D, Minnesota?
A.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Well, Rock, sorry to say, you are incorrect.
Looks like Big Ron won trivia.
The answer is Wisconsin. C. It was C.
Well, it looks every like Ron single won trivia.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's give a round of applause for Ron. Now, Ron.
Yeah.
This is your first time on the show, right?
Yeah.
We got an instructional tape. If you listen to this instructional tape, you will fail.
Wait, if I do listen to it?
Yeah. This tape, if you do not listen to this instructional tape, you will fail.
You said if I do.
I did not say that.
You said if you do, you will fail.
This tape was obviously brought to us by a wonderful Big Lightning.
Yeah.
All right.
Mountain Light.
Sir Big Lightning.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hit it, Lightning. That's weird. That's weird. Doesn't seem like the tape is working.
Oh, I don't know, man. I have no idea.
The tape's not working.
All right. What a bummer. Do you have your questions pulled up, Lightning?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think it's due to like all the, you know, atmosphere, because I am Big Lightning, and you know, anytime I walk into a building or go somewhere, just like clouds of storms and lightning just follow, so it could be the reception.
You really live up to your name, though.
I do live up to my name, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Are you gonna mention the article?
Okay, guys. Empire State Building replica.
I'm gonna have to say that's a nice $500.
Big Ron, is that your first guess?
Yes.
Rock, what is your guess?
What was Ron's guess?
$500.
I'm going to say $510.
Those are both good. Ron. Oh, geez, too many names. Ron, could you name me something lower?
$399.
Okay. Rock,
I could see a cool lower. 150.
Okay, that is good. Comparing your answers to the price of this item, Rock is correct.
Oh no.
The final price of that item is 107.09.
What was his answer?
150. He's 40,
close.
$43 yeah, off.
Let's give a round of applause for Rock.
Item 2, Sony FH-808 stereo cassette system.
Oh, no, that's going to be a few hundred bucks. I'll start at $399 this time.
I'll start at a deceptively low
195.
That is good. Both answers are good. But could you guys both name me something higher?
All right. If 399's not high enough, I think I'll go with 699. As in like 699. Same thing with the 399. It's like 399.
Good. Good. Locking it in. Rock, can you name me something higher?
550.
Well, comparing your answer to the screen, neither of you are correct. The final price for that item is $2,559.20. So,
nuggets.
Yeah, it's expensive, Ron. Item 3, 2004 Chalene Mustang S281SC.
Am I hearing used car money? I think that's going to be a nice 4K.
Good, that is good. Rock?
I'm going to say a good 3,900.
That is good, that is good. Could you both name me something higher?
You know what? I'll be polite. I'll let Rock take it first this time.
Okay, and I will so graciously give it back up to him.
Big Ron, you got it. Big Ron, give me all something right, higher. Right. Higher, bud.
And I'm going to go with 5,500.
Okay, locking it in. Rock?
12,000. 300.
Comparing your answers to what is on screen, neither of you guys are correct to the final answer.
Is it like $30,000?
The final answer is $27,000.
What? Golly.
$27,500. Excuse me. Jeez, I forgot how to count.
Gosh. I mean, it is a special edition.
It is. Mustang. It is.
Really I didn't nice. Hear special edition.
No.
It's a Chalene Mustang.
I did say Chalene. I didn't even know. Oh. Item 4, Friday Night Funkin' Boyfriend.
$40.
Nendoroid?
Yeah, Nendoroid. Sounds good.
Show us that picture.
Hey, you're not.
Oh.
$40.
$19.
Big Ron. Oh, gosh. Big Ron, could you name me something a little bit higher?
All right. $59.99, as in $59.99.
Okay, good deal. Rock, could you name me something higher?
$60.
Oh, that's just mean.
Bruh. Ooh. Ooh.
That's just mean.
This was a close one, ladies and gentlemen. But the correct answer goes to Ron.
Woo.
Yeah.
And the price was $52.99. Wow, I was really close.
You're really close. Let's give a round of applause for Ron.
And here we go, the final item. Ladies and gentlemen, this AmScope outlet microscope.
3K.
1,400.
Jeez, buddy. That's rough.
That's rough. Could you name me something? What was your guess, bud?
3K.
Could you name me something a lot lower? Just name me something a lot lower here.
All right. Then in that case, I'm thinking 500.
Locking it in. Final answer.
200.
All right, Rock. Okay. Well, comparing your answers to what I have on the screen here, Rock wins this item. He wins.
He wins it?
Yeah, he wins this item. He wins the item prize. The AmScope outlet microscope was $164.99, but Ron wins. How much is it really worth? Give Ron applause for Big Ron.
Wait a second. What?
You won. You won the segment. You won the... It's over. Oh, like everything.
Did Rock win?
Yeah, Ron won.
Okay,
Ron.
Which ones did I win?
You won. Right. So you got the Friday night.
Okay, yeah, I know I got that
Funkin'
one.
Boyfriend, and then you got the Empire State Building.
How much was the Empire State Building again?
$107.09. You were there. You were closest. You were the closest to both those answers.
All right. I thought Rock won that one.
No, you won. I swear you won.
What did I have?
You had the last one.
Oh shoot, my fault. Yeah,
Then
you won the Friday night Funkin' Boyfriend Nundroid, so that's 2-1. So you won, yeah.
I thought I could have sworn I heard you say
no, dude, that was you.
Rock won.
It may have gone down a little bit. Building.
We'll play it back later. We'll play it back later.
Play it back later.
All right, can we move on, please, to Kyle's segment?
The Family Feud questions. You guys are going to have to help me out a little bit. How many questions do I ask?
About 5 to 6.
You ask 5.
5 to 6.
Five will decide it, but if one of us misses.
Oh, okay. So am I going to just go ahead and get into it?
All right, let's go ahead, Kyle.
All right. Name a drink that's both served hot and cold.
Tea.
You said tea? Yeah. Rock, what do you say?
Dang, tea's the best answer, but I think I'm going to have to go with coffee.
You're going to go with coffee? So out of those two, the highest was tea. So, Rob with the point there. All right. Next one. Name something you hang up.
Laundry.
Coat.
Coat? All right, so... Coat, laundry. The highest one there is going to be coat. It was clothes slash cat. Coat slash cat. Laundry wasn't on there. I don't really know what Rock was thinking with that one, to be honest. All right. Name something you hate to see on the bottom of your shoe.
Dog doo-doo.
Dog doo-doo.
Oh, he wrong. It's gum.
It's gum? All right. Dog doo-doo and gum. The highest will go to Rock with gum. So 2-1 right now.
How far was dog doo doo?
Dog doo doo was only one down. It was gum was 49. Dog doo doo was 43.
Oh.
And it actually was called dog doo doo. It wasn't his poop. So that was pretty good. Name something people decorate.
It's my guess. Cake.
A cake.
A pumpkin.
A pumpkin, a cake, and a pumpkin. That one's going to go to Rock with cake. 2-2 there.
Oh, no.
So is this one decided?
No. We need one more. It's 2-2.
It's win by two?
It's 2-2 right now.
Oh, okay.
We need one more.
Name something a baby might do when you kiss its tummy.
Laugh.
Laugh? What do you got, Rock?
Giggle.
That's
too close to
practically
laugh.
The same thing.
Different words, but okay.
Laugh or giggle?
Cry.
Cry. I don't know if I should give that one to Rob because it was laugh, but I feel like giggle is very close.
What
so
do you mean?
I'll give it to Rob because laugh was the actual word on here.
That's a clean sweep.
Why, Rock? Why would a baby cry when you kiss his tummy?
Because he already took laugh.
I guess that's valid.
Because babies whine a lot. That's why.
I guess that is valid. All right. So 3-2, Rob. Name the most popular ride at a carnival.
That's it.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all five.
Oh, I thought you said we had two more.
No.
I bet.
We were 2-2. All right.
So Rob won.
Yes, that's a clean sweep.
That's all right, sweep.
And Rob, clean sweeps game. All right, so I think I should interview our contestants before we close off game.
Interview Rock first.
All right, Rock, how do you feel after losing today's episode of game?
Great.
You got clean sweeped.
I mean, I think swept, I was robbed.
I'd be embarrassed if I were you.
I really do think I got at least two. I really do think I could have gotten three. Like, I was going crazy, but...
I would never show my face.
We'll never know.
I would never show my face on game ever again.
And then
I guess
third
my voice,
round,
I wouldn't show
in the
my
third
voice.
Round, I feel like it was kind of rigged against me.
Oh, like,
what?
It really was
Come
just
on,
in the
bro.
Order of who was asked the questions.
Come on,
I mean,
bro.
The first answer was usually.
Somebody need to call the whambulance, but like, I was crying this going on.
I'd like to call for a recount.
A recount? A remote. That's crazy.
Wow.
All right. Rob.
Yeah, same here. I also do reject my win on how much is it really worth, although I will
Dude,
take
I...
it. I will take it. We take those.
All right. Big round of applause for Ron once again. Lightning, well, would you like to say our final words?
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. We are the greatest source of modern day entertainment. Good night, Indianapolis.
System reset. Data reset. Order reset. Restoration complete.